Happy Friday. Here is your WSIU Almanac. 59 years ago today, the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, The Sound of Music, opened on Broadway. Locally, the SIU Choral Union and Concert Choir, along with the Southern Illinois Symphony Orchestra, will perform at Shryock on November the 29th. The evening will feature Mozart's Coronation Mass. And now, since it's Friday, here is Cheryl Ernst with our astronomy feature.
The increasing tilt of our planet and daylight savings time bring us longer and longer nights as November progresses. These are the nights between the setting of the summer constellations and the rise of winter's brilliant star patterns. Looking south and east as darkness falls, we are facing away from the plane of the great Milky Way galaxy and onto the cosmic void of intergalactic space. Here, the skies are littered with galaxies beyond counting them, each of them composed of billions or hundreds of billions of stars. The constellations of fall are delicate and faint from city skies. Prominent among them is Pegasus, the winged horse, whose body, often simply called the Great Square of Pegasus, lies high in the south as twilight fades. Drawing a line from the Great Square's lower right star through its upper left star, southwest to northeast, and extending this line an additional two-thirds of that distance will bring you to Messier 13, the Andromeda Galaxy.
And if you are a fan of the planet Venus, tomorrow morning is special.
Venus passes around the sun and becomes visible in the Earth's morning skies during November, becoming easier to see as the month progresses. On the morning of November 17th, the brilliant planet hovers nearby, the similar-colored bright star Spica.
And that's your WSIU Almanac. Today is the 16th of November. Have a great weekend.